Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Today's prank phone call was a little bit different than what we normally do, because Brooke and I were supposed to battle it out as dueling customer service agents, both trying to help a woman with her shoe return issue.
That's funny. Right.
I like that.
And before the call, we each secretly came up with ways to put the other one down in front of the woman to try and sabotage it, make it super uncomfortable.
Okay.
What Brooke didn't know, though, is our producer had a sound effect ready.
I am still shocked.
She had no idea sound effect was going to happen and completely catches her off guard.
We prank Brooke in the middle of a phone tap?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Brooke loses it, and then I lose it because Brooke loses it. You're going to hear it and probably lose it, too, in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Betty Humpter. I'm calling from Zippo's. Is this Louisa?
This is she.
Hi, and my name is Willie Facker. I'm also from
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Actually, that was my turn there,
I
Willie.
Beat you to it there, so.
That wasn't cute, though. So, listen.
You didn't let her answer my question.
I don't really care what your question was.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, what's going on here?
So we were both forwarded your complaint email by our manager, and we're both calling to assist you.
That's right. Okay. I was going to say that.
Okay, but
I did first.
Why are there two people on the phone? I don't understand that
part.
You
know what? Mm-hmm. That's a great question, Louisa. Really, really well said. And the reason why it's both of us is because we're currently competing for the title of Customer Service Agent of the Month. And so at the end of this call, you get to select who deserves the title plus a cash bonus and who goes home with absolutely nothing.
Okay. That sounds strange. I don't know why they would do that.
Can I just take a moment,
Louisa? Excuse me, can you just shut your mouth for a second? Thank you, Betty, because I was trying to explain, we here at like to put the customer first. And that's why you get to choose who receives the bonus.
Okay.
Are you done now, Mr. Facker?
What?
You know, I don't think I love the tone that you called me with my last name there, but I'm going to be the gentleman in this case and let you speak. Go ahead.
That's the thing. It's not all about you. It's about Louisa. You know, we saw your email that you got the shoes and they were the wrong size. So that can be a really messy situation. Just like someone I know who goes to the bathroom and then doesn't wash their hands afterwards.
What?
You're talking
what?
About the husband that left you, Betty? I feel like that's inappropriate to bring into this call.
What is going on here? Hold on. I just want to get my shoes.
Go there.
Hello?
Louisa, this is about you. And
I agree.
Can tell how much you value good service, unlike my coworker who refuses to tip the Jimmy John's driver when he brings him his lunch.
I don't know how that's relevant to my issue here.
I agree with you there, Louisa. I think that was totally uncalled for. And I don't think I've mentioned, Louisa, you have such a lovely voice.
Oh, actually. actually, I tried to mention that, but then you cut me off. I don't know if you remember
still
that.
Still talking to Louisa over here, Louisa.
Okay,
beautiful
that's okay.
Voice.
Thank you. That's nice. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, are you perhaps a voice model?
No.
Do you think you could do? I think you could do commercials, honestly.
Okay, I just want to get my shoes exchanged.
We'll handle the shoes, but voice. It could be your hidden talent. Like one of my coworkers' hidden talents is eating while they're on the toilet.
Yeah. What?
I don't want to say who that is, but someone you might actually know.
Too much information, and it seems like you guys have an issue with each other.
Oh, no.
So can I just talk to one of you at a time, like just one of you?
That's what I'm here for, because I am going to personally handle your return. You know? Okay.
Oh, wow. Betty, did you have to?
What was that?
Betty,
that was quite loud. Funny. Did you really have to have that bean salad right before you came on the call?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I was a little hungry since the delivery guy won't come to work anymore.
You need to rethink a lot of those life decisions that you're making. Louisa, okay. If I were you, I would take that toot into account by the end, okay?
This is wasting a lot of time.
Listen, we're going to get this cleared up right now. We're going to be done with it. I am going to personally make sure that...
Stop!
I'm going to personally make sure that that box is in my hands, because I know a certain someone who apparently is adding suggestive photos into return shoe boxes. And I'm just going to say, they're not that impressive.
Enough!
Strange that she's going through the customer's shoe boxes. That's a little bit odd.
I think what's stranger is the pictures that you're including with
them. Just stop. Both of you, stop doing this. It's like I'm dealing with children or something. I'm just trying to exchange my shoes.
I apologize, Louisa. You're right.
No, I apologize, and I think you're even more right.
Betty.
This is extremely unprofessional.
That is uncalled for.
Keep telling yourself to stop. That's a good idea.
Stop laughing. Why are you laughing?
You just have to tell her. You have to tell her now.
This isn't funny.
Tell her.
Tell me why.
Well, we wanted to make this go longer, but we have to just reveal. We're doing a prank on you, Louise. I'm sorry. We're a radio show.
What?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We don't work for the shoe company.
Clearly.
Oh, my God.
Your sister Gianna set you up for a phone tap. She told us about the issues you were having returning your shoes.
So... I hate you.
I'm gonna kill her.
Oh, Jeff did not tell me he was going to use that sound effect during the phone tap, just so you know.
That was awful. All of it.
I agree.
Yes, I agree. It was awful. It sounded awful and it smelled even worse.
You're not invited in this room anymore.
Louisa, you get to decide who does the bonus go to at the end of the call.
I'm going to say it goes to me for putting up with all that crap.
Oh, God, don't use that word, please.
Yeah. Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.